Carried over, sir. Okay. So, I think, Bez Hashem, what I'd like to do the following. We finished, basically, Packet Vav. Actually, there was maybe one more thing in Packet Vav that I wanted to show you. Maybe we could do one more thing in Packet Vav. And then, Zayin and Ches. Zayin is still Tasav Lomnosoi in Sukkah, and Ches is about Tfilin and Sefer Torah. So when we finish Ches, then we'll start Bez Hashem Hazara. And then...
What
did it say? And after we do Hazara, then we'll have the Mechina, whatever it turns out to be. But Zayin... So maybe we'll do one more thing involved. Okay. There's a tshuva. From the Marshag on page 24, 25, and 26 of Packet Vav. So he wants to say the following. He quotes here on page 25 on the left side, the second paragraph, Mashakotsu Malas Kvotavotsu Lutmoa, and Mashahavi Bishem Shut Shol Meshiv. The Shut Shol Meshiv, the Indian Pesach Shahayab Mezuzah Kavua, would say you have a door that had a mezuzah. When it's Kalkel Hakosel Mehabais, and the wall got damaged. There's a doorway in the wall, and the wall got damaged. The locho mimena ha-pesach ima mezuzah. This is still from yesterday's... The locho mimena ha-pesach ima mezuzah. So they took... In other words, they had to reconstruct the kosel. So they took out the doorway from the, and then they fixed the wall, and then they put the doorway back in the wall. So is that Tasev Lomonosri? So he says, so the Shol Umeshiv says, the Mutar Achakach Kshaniskan HaKosel Lagbo HaPesach Ima Mezuzah Biyachat. So when they fixed the kosel, they could put the door in the... So what do you think of that? Do you like that psak or no? You have the case. Because you have a doorway in the middle of a wall. The wall had problems, so they had to redo the wall. So they removed the doorway from the wall, kept the mezuzah on the doorway, redid the wall with a space to put the doorway back, and they put the doorway back with the mezuzah affixed on the what? On the doorway where it was originally, but now it was removed temporarily. So is that Tasev Lomonosri? What? So Jake says it's Tasev Lomonosri. Why? What?
A new doorway.
It's a new doorway.
You took it off with the intention of putting it back from the get-go. It's not how you're not making a new structure.
No, but you remove the whole thing. Again, the case is, let's start with Zimra, this is the case. They had a door, a wall. In the middle of the wall, there was a doorway. And the wall required fixing. So they took the doorway out of the door, out of the kosel. They redid the kosel, and then they put that same doorway back. And the mezuzah was always attached to the doorway.
To the entire doorway. The door is complete. You took out the door, then you put
the doorway.
Doorway.
They say there's no door. I don't know if there's a door here. The doorway.
Yeah,
they took out the molding.
So
that's like Tassim also, because he just had a molding, so to speak.
It wasn't a piece of doorway, it was the entire thing.
What do we have they leave it on? They just
saw
what they removed. No, because it was. Jake is saying it's rubbish the case of the Gemara. So he wants to say that the case of Tali Dasha Bereisha, it was never part of the door. It was just a stick. But we have a concept that some poskim hold, that if it was Tchilas Asiyosu Behechsher, and even though later on it got messed, but since Tchilas Behechsher, then that's okay. So he wants to say this was Tchilas Behechsher, and then something happened, and now you just re. That's what the Shol Meshiv wants to claim. See, if the case of Talmud Dasha Bereshit means that it was never in the doorway, you put the mezuzah on the kana, and then you put the kana in the doorway. At least here, when you put the mezuzah on, it was part of a door, it was a door, and then you had to take it off and back on, so maybe that's similar to the case of that like the Nesivus writes, even if you want to say that there's Tassav Lomoso by a door, but if Tchiloso Asiyoso Behechsher, and then the door fell down, then you can put the door back up and you don't have to re-affix the mezuzah.
How does that compare to what we said yesterday
So one second, let's see what he says. So look on page 20.
Yesterday we spoke about the case where according to other Rishonim other than the Rambam, you take the door off for a long time, you have a problem of Tassav Lomonos, right?
If you hold that there's Tassav Lomonos by a door, so we said that was over there looking at whether you need to make a new bracha or not. But take a look on page 26. He said, listen carefully. So it says, Ivra, page 26. Ivra, page 26, so right side. Alkozel Dino, Hayanir Lani as Dai Tilchal of Devadai, the Dino and Mezuzah shall Hasukus. In other words, let's talk about the case of the. If you hold like the what? We said in Machlokas Mate Ephraim and the Pri Begadim. If you hold like the Pri Begadim, that's Potter, right? If you made your house into a Sukkah, right? So it's really Potter. So then the question is it Tassav Lomonosi? Avi Niposed in this Torah B'me'achad Mikol Mokav Vadei Adin and Mori Maram Shik Shein Tzorach L'Hasir V'achachak L'Zim Kovim Shem Chashash Shetassav Lomonosi Kev T'chila Sikivyos O'ayah B'achsha. Whereas it's Machlokes whether if you made your room into a Sukkah whether that room is still chayiv mezuzah. But the Maharam Shuk says, even if you want to say it's potter, there still won't be an issue of tasav lo menasui, because tchilas yasiyaso was behechsher. So he says like this. But the case of Shol Meshiv, Hanal, Shehi, Isir, Sam Zuzul Gamri, the Huber, Nilan, Lacher, Shiyaksu, Vichaber, Sadot, Benin, Sir Hasir, Sam Zuzul Haksul, Kova, Mechadish. So he agrees with Jake. He says like this. The concept, if chilas yosu was good, is like the case of the door, where the mezuzah was in its original place where it was. So then it was good. And then something happened to pop to the house, mibachutz, but the mezuzah was still there in its place. So then you say, like chilas yosu, like you put a sadin on, or there was no roof, because you put a schach on. But here, you mamish took away the mezuzah from its place. So you can't say tchilas yasiyaso, because you undid the whole asiya, because you removed the doorway from the doorway. If it's not in the context of something, of some type of room, then it's a nothing. So you have to start from scratch. See, at least in the case of when you made your room into a sukkah, so l'maisa, the ceiling was removed, but it's still there, it's still in a room. It's like you have to say, maybe like a little Rebbe Moshe Rosen, that's a t'nai b'chutz, but when you take the thing off, you take the whole doorway out. So that's like Talid Dasha B'Resha. Even though it's a little bit different, because Talid Dasha B'Resha was never here, at least it was in the doorway, but l'maisa, it's a different context. But you don't Hashem Meshiv Neka Lagamre. Vaday Achakah Parim Chadoshu Baalukad. You can't say that it's a continuation. There's the whole idea of Tasav Lo Menasoi Tchilas Yasoi. You can say that the original Asiya is continuing. But if you took the doorway out, because you had to redo the wall, and then you put it back. Of course, that's a new thing, a new beginning, and therefore you need a new asiyah. The whole idea of chilas yasu, like when I made a sukkah, then I put the shlach on, which was raining, and they take the shlach off. So even though maybe the sukkah is possible now, but lemaisa, that's a psul study. But I can give you my original asiyah as a hemshech, was everything. Now is back in its original form. But it's not back in its original form, it's a new thing, then not. He says, Shamazuzi Mamashon the Sharim Old Mokam Harishon. So then you can say it's a continuation. So then he says, but say by tzitzis, right? Say you had tzitzis on your baggit, right? And then you decide, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take scissors, and I'm going to cut off. Look, take a look. I'm going to cut off this whole corner, and leave the tzitzis tied on, and then later on I'm going to sew it back on. Is that tasav lo menasoi? Tchilas yoso was behechsher, but of course it's tasav lo menasoi. Because you totally removed it. You see, by the Dallas case, so it stayed in its place. So that's okay. But the Tzitzis case, he says, is similar to the case where you removed. Yes, so you need a new door, a new wall. But now you're starting fresh. You can't consider it a continuation. In other words, I can consider the mezuzah that I put up when there was a door, and then the door was taken down, and I put it back. I consider this a continuation, because the etzem thing was there. But a total retraction, you know, when I removed the whole doorway, I don't know, you can't say when I put it back that's a continuation. That's a new thing. And therefore, you need a new asiyah. No, but here you took out the whole thing. You took out the doorway from there. Now you're putting it back. It's a new thing. Same thing. You cut the corner. You cut the corner, and now you're sewing it back in. That's not a.
Onto the same baguette, or is it?
It's the same baguette. The same baguette you took it from. Like the same thing. You took. Well, it's not, because you cut off one of the corners. So three quarters is not chayim.
So I mean, a little different from our case. Even though you remove the door, you still know that the doorway there is not in the middle, it's just that you're painting or you're doing some metal construction and you're there right now. But if you remove the corner,
so
it's not negative.
Right. So now you're making a new. You're redoing it. So then he makes another comment to Marshag on page 26 in Levdan. Marsha Tarchi L'Chor Malami Apostle Bezuzo. He says, who says there's a psul of Tassim L'Mon also by Bezuzo? Maybe the whole psul doesn't exist, because it doesn't say Asiya by Bezuzo. Came into Al-Kosa B'Torah Klal B'Mezuzo Asiya. The Mishnah Magami Tzitzis. It says Gdilim Tase Asulahem Shabri Dashin Tase Gabi Sukkah. It says Chagasus Tase. Of a mezuzah lo kosi bo klal asi rak saftem a mezuzah mesecha but only limsel the tase min osi. What? You had the Gemara know that. But the Maaseh, the Gemara says it. Where did the Gemara say it? No. Tali Dashi Bereshit doesn't say it in the Gemara. That was only Rashi's pshat, but but the Gemara on the other on the base with the Kana, right? There the Gemara says it befeirish, right? Yeah, the Gemara says it befeirish. Yeah, we have the Menachos Lama. You have Menachos here. Yeah, that's a little nasty. Right. Yeah, let me give him on his face. Yeah. Toss him a little bit nasty. So he's just asking. I mean, the Gemara says it. That's why, like Moshe Rosen, Jesse Silverman and Moshe Rosen both say that maybe we shouldn't because it's the whole chiddush that we're saying it by mezuzah. So maybe we should limit it to the case where this whole thing with the delis and should limit it because it's a chiddush to say it. So you have to say they're learning it out from. It's a chiddush. But then he says mitzvah liyashu. But then he says also to erer and chora fi ashkaver shon nirav vaday the mitzvahs make. What about make? Vasisa make legagecha. So listen to the case. You have a field, right? And you put up a mechitza around the field. And then you dig a pit. In other words, the halacha is if you have a pit in the ground that's 10 tefachim down, then you need to put a mechitza around it as a makkah. But say you put up the fences first, before you dug. And then, is anyone going to say you made a maka that was tasa v'lomen osoy? Because l'maisa, so Jordan, you're saying what? Right, so that's what he's saying. Mosa b'chis is labor, kodim shachofer es abor, v'ad ha'ki yim mitzvahs maka. So he mikol moka b'abayis nishmar. Ah, but it says v'asisa maka. So maybe in a chanami. Maybe you weren't. Maybe in a chanami. In other words, there's nothing for you to do now, but you weren't Makai, you may be in a Hanami, maybe you weren't Makai in the mitzvah. It's like you say, Oh, look. So, you got now, there's nothing to do now. It's accomplished. Maybe in a Hanami, you know, he's saying, it's not that you're Makai in the mitzvah. It's all mitzvah, like you say, safety. So, life is safety, who cares which came first. But maybe pocket safety, but you weren't Makai in the mitzvah. That doesn't mean, just because you now are safe, doesn't mean you will be kind of missing. Okay, something to think about. But this last point in the Marshag, I wanted to show you. Okay. So basically, the next packet, I'm going to go to back to a topic that we've talked already. And it'll take us a day or two to do this, and then we have to do Tefillin and Sefer Torah. Which is... say, for example, what's my tefillin? Say the sofer checks your tefillin, right? He takes the parsha, right? Then he puts it back in, sews it up again, because you have to redo the kesher. Because when the kesher, that part of the when the kesher is made, then it's taken out, so it's not good tefillin now. Now maybe then I'm going to put back in, sew it up, maybe I have to redo the cash. I'll pop it over up. That could be the discussion. And the Sefer Torah also is a discussion. If you need to say the problem with the Sefer Torah, so you want to rewrite a couple of words. But you're going to write it on a patch. And then you can sew the patch into the Torah. So is the halacha that first you have to sew the patch in the Torah and then you can write the word? Or what if you sewed it, you wrote it when it wasn't in the Torah? It was a separate patch and then you sewed it in later. Is that a problem with Tasa Vomen Osoy? Well, so that's what he's saying. He thinks the Torah, Tasa Vomen Osoy, should only be by business that says, Asiya. But here we broke the rule by mezuzah. So once we broke the rule by mezuzah, so then already, in other words, if we want to say, okay, you know, unless you say that mezuzah, Tasav Omen Asa is only a drabbanim, it's not the real din of Tasav Omen Asa. You could say, maybe you could say such a swar like that, because there's no. Doesn't say I see it by the Zuzza. But we'll see. We're going to.
The Tefillin is one thing that you're doing, it's not in the actual minute. You're fixing the Tefillin, you're fixing the Torah, but when you're escaping from the Zuzza, you're fixing the wall around.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. Okay, I'll just introduce you now what the packet is for today, packet 7, what the topic is, and what's going to be the discussion, and then we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem. So the Shaila is all the cases in the Gemara that you have a sukkah l'mal mechok. Right? So sukkah l'mal mechok is possible. Chok means from the ground. So the sukkah l'mal mechok is possible. But the Gemara says b'feirish if bonaba instaba, you make a platform. Right? So you lifted the ground level. So it's good. So, is that a problem with Tasa Vomen Osoy? Well, obviously it's not, because the Gemara says it's good. unless you want to say, someone says this, I have to see who says this, someone shows home, someone says this, but it's not the Pasha Shah. Then maybe it is a Hanami. If you want to talk about that, you have to be Benadeh. In a Hanami, maybe it is possible, but also. Someone says that, someone shows that. But that's not one of the poskim at all. That it's clear in the poskim that once you bother the istaba, it's good. Without any other answer. So basically that's going to be the discussion of this passage. Is that a shaila? Why? What would you say to the answer of that question should be?
Meaning the sukkah is built kosher, it's just there's another
What do you mean the tach is kosher? He's saying if we would be on in the moon where there would be no gravity or something like that, that would be fine. If they could be so Rav Kasher wrote a book on Adam al the area. I don't know why he wrote it. He wrote a couple of interesting books. One book he wrote about on the Manhattan area. And then he wrote the book on Man in the Moon. Some people think maybe who thinks that's the book. Yeah. And then the famous saver is the Torah Shlomo.
What is the day of the Man
in the Moon? Go to the library. Adam al the area.
He said by Achotik Begadish, right, that the essence of the sukkah is complete once you've already lifted up the tefach, right? So if I keep that here too, the essence of the sukkah is complete. But it happens to be that it's possible that it's more of a mile.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to say.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's what I think. But what you said is kosher, which is great. Yeah, Kron will say that. But what he's saying, Daniel is saying, what difference is it? What Daniel is saying is, you don't need kosher. All you need is a shein tzchak. So what gives something a shein tzchak? It's what? Avir tefach. I have avir tefach. You don't need kosher because chotei begodish. Avir tefach is still not kosher sukkah. I can't get into a sukkah that's avir tefach. But I don't need. So I need a sea of the tzchak. It means I have to put it on top of an airspace that's tefach. So I think that answers the question. And everything else is good, but I don't know if it's necessary. That's what I'm saying. Once you have that, you're sorry. But that has to go for all Judaism, that you're sorry. And all you need is an Amr and Tefah. Because it's not a din that you have to put it on, B'shas Hechsher. That's what people think. So then they give all these types of Tejerus of Mullah will think. But the Gedol Le'achronim speak about it, so it's still... And then we have to see this famous Rabbeinu Tam, and whether... It's, and that's what Nimrod said. Nimrod was Mechavim to Rabbeinu Tam. Nimrod Rabbeinu Tam, we know again. Let me say what? That Tzchach L'mal Mechav is really Tzchach Kosh. But is that the question? L'maynach Kibina. So we're going to have a discussion. We had a discussion about Elon, right? Elon is Mechubar, so it's Tzchach Kosh. But what do you have Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, and the top Sukkah it's not kosher, but it's l'mal mechav. Let hassle the sukkah underneath. If it comes from Ruba, will that hassle connect us? See, we have a machoikis whether if the top thing is comes from Ruba, it's still so, but it's a hassle connect us. If the bottom is still from Ruba, if the sukkah is still from Ruba. So he said, some Rashi says it's okay, and Rabbi Yosef says it's possible to connect them. So there's a possible to connect them by Sukkah Gavi Sukkah, the top stock is not a tree, it's not a Hoover, but it's a Mali Hop. So you say that's not kosher, it's not a possible anything. But you need to have your own Mali Hop of Silk and Ruba for the possible connection. And that's going to be the next question. So there's a Shem. Tomorrow we'll... So we got to... So that's what this captain is going to talk about. But I'm glad we did that marshag, and Jake was machaber to the marshag. I used to speak to Rabbi Teichner a lot about the marshag. We spoke about the marshag a lot. I have to look in my notes from all the different stories about the marshag. Okay. Sure.